Mike Rivera.
And where do you think you'll be when your football career is done?
Hopefully playing on Sunday someday, Saturdays and Sundays, and, you know, doing big things.
Okay, thanks. Sorry about that.
Sorry. My Kansas City guy, I know, you know, growing up, KU probably wasn't the biggest name around the area. You know, kind of talk about the transition since you've been in Lawrence and then maybe a little optimism for this season.
You know, I grew up in Kansas City, you know, Kansas boy, and came to KU not knowing what to expect. I saw Kansas on the rise, and, you know, we started getting better each year, and now that we're finally a good competitive team, it's pretty exciting, and that's the whole reason I came to KU, is to play in big games every year.
You got
to
be shocked. I mean, going there, you couldn't have seen the season that you had last year when your freshman year, could you?
No, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. I took a little chance and felt good about it, and, you know, next thing you know, we're playing in the Orange Bowl, and that's a pretty awesome experience, and it's exciting.
What's the key to keeping the passion going and being the hunted instead of the hunter?
I think the biggest thing is worrying about the team. You know, the more team cohesion you have and the better you mesh as a unit, that's the biggest part of it. You know, as long as you have that team aspect, I feel like you can beat anybody.
How much has it just changed for you guys in Lawrence? I mean, are you guys kind of getting recognized like the basketball players on campus now and other things like that?
Yes, yeah, it's been a little different around town. You definitely get a lot more kids, you know, asking for your autographs and when you're walking around town and going to different places, and that's really nice. You know, it's pretty cool to feel like you're a little mentor towards them and everything. But it's pretty awesome around town, especially because the basketball team won a national championship. We hit the Orange Bowl, and nice little buzz around town right now.
K-Staters are a little peeved that you won the last two. How can you keep that going?
Just keep working hard. You know, we'll take it one game at a time and build the season from the beginning. And, you know, when that game comes, of course, it's the big one. It's our rivalry game, and it's one we always look forward to.
Been some great linebackers at KU the past 3 or 4 years. You know, kind of talk about leading that group and what kind of you've taken from those past linebacking cores that have been there for the past 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, there's been some great linebackers that come through KU with Nick Reed, Banks Floodman, Kevin Kane. They all were my mentors, you know, growing up and through my freshman and sophomore years. And, you know, now we have quite the group too. And it's not about leading them. I mean, we always kill workouts, work hard. I feel like we're the heart of the defense, and it's easy. And we just have fun, and we always are working hard and just getting after it, and we feed off each other.
Have you seen Todd progress this summer since last year?
He's done a lot of good things. I mean, he's been working a lot harder this summer. He's been really getting after it with our 7-on-7s and our practicing, and it's been a lot more organized this year, a lot more getting things going. And I think it's been really good. Todd's going to be a great leader for us, and he's going to lead the offense.
Mike, is that more or less inspirational because he's not the prototypically sized quarterback? He's not a 6'3", 6'4". What kind of inspiration does that provide? Even a guy on defense.
The bottom line is he can play football, and that's what it's all about. I mean, you can be big, small, fast, whatever, all the talent you have, whatever. It's if you can play, that's all that matters. I mean, it's not all about the talent. Sometimes it's about how you use what you got. So I look up to him in that aspect. I think that's really awesome. You know, he is not the prototypical quarterback. He's not tall and all that kind of stuff. But, man, he can throw the football around. He can make those checks, and he's a smart guy, and that plays football. So that's what it's all about.
Mike, has there been much of a difference with Coach Young leaving?
No, I mean, we love Coach Young and, you know, wish him the best. And Coach Bone is going to be a great defensive coordinator. I mean, he's been around the system just as long, too. So he's been here since day one. And we have a lot of great coaches. And there ain't going to be a drop-off, I don't think. So.
Does it help with a guy that's been there stepping in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He knows the defense in and out, and he's a great coach. He's really good at helping the younger guys learn things and really good at helping us out. I mean, he knows everything, so it's good.
Mike, what was the message from the coaching staff to the returning players after the Orange Bowl?
The message, just to keep on working. I mean, never be satisfied. We had a good season, but that's behind us now, and this is a whole new year, whole new team. You know, there's going to be a lot of new faces, and just to keep on working hard. You can never get complacent, and at the same time be humble about it, but always look to the future and see what we got to do this year.
Mike, the outcome at Arrowhead was not what you wanted last year, but can you describe all the time leading up to it and the atmosphere it was when you had played there last year?
At the Arrowhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, of course, the game we look forward to every year. Missouri is one of our biggest rivals, and playing at Arrowhead. It's something I've always wanted to do, being a Kansas kid, just playing in Chief Stadium and playing